This is Rob, KD1CY from New Bedford, Massachusetts, opening up the VOIP Skywarn Hurricane PrepNet. I will now break for any emergency traffic. Please call Kilo Delta 1, Charlie Yankee. Good evening, everyone. This net meets on the first Sunday of each month at 00100 hours UTC, which is Saturday evening for much of North America during the non-hurricane season months of December through May. During the Atlantic hurricane season months from June to November, the net meets weekly. We have multiple Echolink and IRLP stations participating internationally, linked together here on Reflector 9219 and on the Weather Talk Conference. This net is called for the purpose of preparation training in the event that a response net is needed for reporting changing storm conditions and assisting with emergency communications. Break for more. The linking of participating repeaters and stations via the IRLP and Echolink can give the National Weather Service offices and other emergency response agencies around the country immediate access to amateur radio Skywarn spotters and emergency management officials who are in and around the affected areas. This net was also created to allow Skywarn net control operators to sharpen their skills when calling nets, to share educational information with Skywarn spotters and agencies, assist node owners with proper configurations for link repeater setup, and to allow licensed amateur radio operators to make comments about the VOIP Skywarn program. Break for more. This is a directed net, and all stations should direct their calls to net control. Please remember when checking in to key up for a full second before speaking to allow all of the repeaters on the link system to rise. During the net, Echolink stations can make use of the text chat window to make comments or relay messages to the backup net control operator. Break for more. During this net, we ask that repeater and link control operators make the necessary adjustments to minimize courtesy tones, hang times, or other sounds that might interfere with net operations. Stations with persistent interference will be muted or blocked from the net until the problem can be fixed. Again, my name is Rob, my call sign is KD1CY, and I'm located in New Bedford, Massachusetts. I will be your net control for this session of the VOIP WeatherNet. I will now ask for a backup net control station to monitor traffic on the chat windows. Do I have a volunteer NCO station with Echolink and AIM that can act as a backup net control? Please call now.
Net control, this is N0DRC, November 0, Delta Radio Charlie. I'll be your backup.
Okay, Dustin, very good. I had queued up Rich, but if you want to take it, that's fine as well. And appreciate you being there tonight. With that, we'll continue on with the net, and we'll have Rich as well in case, because I don't see Dustin you on the AIM chat. So between the two of you guys, you can cover backup tonight. So I get the luxury of two backups this evening, which is good. So with that, we'll ask if there's a liaison to the National Hurricane Center in Miami, WX4NHC, or any VOIP Hurricane Net Management Team members on the system that would like to check in with any information, comments, or announcements for the net, please give your call sign only.
November 0, Delta Radio Charlie, Assistant Net Director for the VOIP Hurricane Net. No traffic at this time.
Okay, we have Dustin, N0DRC. And I know in the text box we've got Rich, KF6BKA, so we'll have him on the list as well. Any other net management team members or any other any liaisons to WX4NHC wishing to check in at this time, call signs only, please. Okay, nothing heard. Are there any Skywarn coordinators or liaisons to National Weather Service offices or any state EOC or other emergency response agency liaisons that would like to check in with information, comments, or announcements? Please give your call sign only.
KB2ZLA, Kilo Bravo 2, Zulu Lima Alpha.
WA3TOY.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize Kilo Bravo 2, Zulu Lima Alpha, and Whiskey Alpha 3, Tango Oscar Yankee. We'll start with KB2ZLA with your comments and Skywarn update out of New Jersey. This is Net Control.
Hey, thank you very much. This is KB2ZLA, Assistant Skywarn Coordinator, Middlesex County, New Jersey, USA. My name is Marshall. I'm located in Overridge Township within the forecast area of the National Weather Service Philadelphia, Mount Holly. At this time, there are no active watches, warnings, or advisories for any of the 21 counties of New Jersey, and severe weather is not expected for the next few days. In Middlesex County, Skywarn has not been activated since this net was last held. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers, followed by mostly fair weather tomorrow. Rain is likely starting tomorrow night until late Tuesday, and the sun returns on Wednesday. Daytime highs will be in the mid-50s and 60s, Overnight lows will range from the mid-30s to around 50. Last Saturday, the annual Skywarn Coordinators meeting was held in Burlington County, New Jersey. Highlights of the meeting including a discussion of ways spotters without amateur radio can receive notice of severe weather and make reports, including online social media such as Facebook and Twitter. Our area will be among those to benefit from the new dual polarization radar system. While government budget uncertainty makes it difficult for the Weather Service to schedule, spotters are reminded of the requirement to update their training at least every 3 days. They're looking into the possibility of online training and perhaps allowing for volunteer training and examination. And on a quite timely note, one retired meteorologist who is still active as a volunteer in the Skywarn program presented accounts of at least 2 verified tsunamis to affect the New Jersey coast and described the potential for casualties and widespread damage to property, including the nuclear power plants in our area should these destructive forces reoccur. For Middlesex County Skywarn, KB2ZLA.
Okay, very good, Marshall. Thanks for that complete update in the Burlington County, New Jersey area. We'll now go ahead and move down the list to WA3TOY from Net Control. Go ahead, Kurt.
Yeah, good evening to all. This is Kurt, WA3TOY, Assistant Subnet Coordinator for Anne Arundel County Skywarn under the direction of the Sterling National Weather Service Office. Currently 48 degrees here, late breeze, and the rain has let up for a little bit while. Excuse me. Last weekend, we participated with the Greater Baltimore Amateur Radio Hamboree and Computer Fest. Tom W3TDH and I co-coordinated and managed a booth representing the National Capital Area Skywarn Group at the HamFest. And a lot of information pamphlets to prospective Skywarn spotters, and had about 37, spotters come by and sign our guest list. I'm sure there was more that came by, but.
Okay, Kurt, very good. I think you were still, had a couple more comments. You got cut off at the end. Did you have anything else, Kurt?
WA32, yeah, for some reason it, my system dropped out again. Like I said, we had about 37 come by and sign the guest list, and sure, we had more than that. But anyway, had a good turnout, and we're looking at doing the same sort of thing at the Manassas, Virginia HamFest in June. WA3TOY.
All right, very good, Kurt, and thanks for your update there and activities out of Maryland. As most folks know, I'm also the Airy Skywarn Coordinator for the National Weather Service Office in Taunton, Massachusetts. We just had a Skywarn activation late Thursday night into Friday for a late-season nor'easter that dumped roughly 4 to 8 inches of snow in our interior locations. It was heavy and wet, and it downed trees and power lines across portions of eastern Massachusetts into central Mass and southern New Hampshire. At the height of the storm, about 15,500 were without power in Massachusetts, 23,000 in portions of New Hampshire. Much of that power was restored by Friday afternoon into early evening. That was one activation. Another activation was on March 7th for flooding that occurred in the area, and also March 18th for a period of strong winds. We've started our Skywarn training, first session of the year in Westerly, Rhode Island, netted over 30 people, newly trained spotters and some renewals with that group of folks there in Westerly. We were able to teach that class today, so it was good to meet with the folks there. And the other thing we worked on was we visited myself and Jim, KB1KQW, the Indiana, Michigan, Ohio Skywarn Seminar. And that was a good seminar for folks, and we're glad to have been a part of that seminar as well. So with that, we'll ask for any other Skywarn coordinators or liaisons to EOCs wishing to check into the VOIP Hurricane TUTNET at this time. Call signs only, please. Okay, nothing heard. So continuing on with the net. We will now pause 10 seconds to allow any control operators on the network to enter any controller command functions at this time, and then we will proceed with the check-in portion of the net. This is KD1CY Rob for the VOIP Sky 1 Hurricane Prep Net. We'll now proceed in with the check-in portion of the net. All stations are requested to check in with their call sign only, and then once checked in, you'll be asked for your name, location, and any comments or traffic you may have for the net. If you have any questions concerning the VOIP net, technical VOIP questions, weather-related, or other questions, net control will get them answered on the net if possible, and if not, they will be answered via our VOIP WXNet email list or at the next weekly net. So we'll now start with any international check-ins, any non-continental U.S. stations and international check-ins. So any check-ins from the Pacific, Hawaii, other U.S. territories, any international stations outside of the continental U.S., call signs only, please.
November Papa 3 Hotel Mike.
Okay, we have November Papa 3 Hotel Mike. Go ahead, Jorge, good to hear you on.
Okay, good evening, Rob. Good evening, everybody on the net. That is welcome back to be back on the net again after some physical and technical problems with the computer and the internet and all that. But right now, I'm down here in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Name is George. Temperature is about 79 Fahrenheit, and barometric pressure is about 30. And humidity is about like a 69%. The dew point is about 68, and the wind is about east, about 8 miles, and maybe some scattered showers on the west side of the island, and maybe some little bit more rain maybe for tomorrow, and probably on Monday. So that's it from San Juan, Rob, and nice hearing you again. KD1CY, this is MP3HM 73, Rob. I'll be listening on the side.
Well, very good, Jorge. Good to hear you on the net again, and good to be running the net here this evening. Haven't done it in a while, and our scheduler, Jim, has been quite busy, so figured we'd just pick up the net tonight and try to put together a little program for this evening as well. So any other non-continental U.S. stations, Pacific, Hawaii, U.S. territories, and any international stations, call signs only, please.
November Papa 3 Oscar Delta. I repeat, November Papa 3 Oscar Delta.
Okay, Francisco, NP3OD. Go ahead and any comments for the net.
Oh, hello, Rob, and hello to everybody on the net. As Rob said, my name is Francisco, November Papa 3 Oscar Delta. I'm usually located in San Juan, Puerto Rico, but today I'm not in San Juan. I'm staying this night in another part of the island. So I'm in the east side of the island in Rio Grande. Here, the weather conditions, the skies are partially cloudy. Right now, at this moment, the winds are calm, almost no winds at all, very few winds. Temperature is about 78.8 degrees Fahrenheit. I repeat, 78.8 degrees Fahrenheit. And they have been with some, all the day long have been with some, having somewhat cloudy with some slight winds during the day, except now, but with some slight winds during the earlier in the day. And all the day have been with some few scattered showers, probably expected to continue like this for tomorrow. We have here a great day, except for those occasional showers. Basically, that's my report for today. Back to you, Net Control Station. This is November Papa 3, Oscar Delta.
Okay, Francisco, very good. Thanks for that report, and good to hear you on the net this evening. Any non-continental U.S. stations from the Pacific, Hawaii, or other U.S. territories, or any international stations before we go into the U.S. Continental call-up, please give your call sign only. Okay, any U.S. continental stations with a 1, 2, or 3 in their call? U.S. stations with a 1, 2, or 3 in your call, please give us your call sign only, please.
Kilo Alpha 1, Romeo, Sierra Yankee.
Kilo Alpha 2, Quebec Hotel Alpha.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KA1RSY, Ed, and WA2QHA, Joseph. Ed, KA1RSY, my next-door neighbor. Go ahead, Ed, with any comments.
Well, good evening, Rob, and good evening to everybody on the net. Good to hear you tonight.
And I'm sure we're going to look forward to seeing you teach the Skywarn class here on Wednesday at the Acushnet EMA. We're up to 20 people already, so we should have ourselves a lot of new certified Skywarn spotters here after next week. Not going to hold the net too much longer. Good to hear you, Rob. I hope everyone on the net a good evening. This is KA1RSY.
Okay, very good, Ed, and yes, we'll be in touch very soon on the class and so forth. We'll pass it over to Joseph, W-A-T-Q-H-A, for any comment.
W-A-T-Q-H-A, East Brunswick Township, New Jersey, EOC Operations Officer, Gracie's, Skywarn member, very active Skywarn, North Texas County, thanks to Marshall KB2 ZLA, and the temperature is 50 degrees, over.
Very good, Joseph, and good to hear you on from ZLA's area, Marshall's location there in that area of New Jersey. Good to hear you in there as well. Any U.S. stations with a 1, 2, or 3 in their call? Call sign only, please. Nothing heard. We'll move on to any stations with a 4, 5, or 6 in their call. Stations with a 4, 5, or 6 in their call, please give us your call sign only, please.
Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie, Hotel Sierra.
Kilo India 4, Zulu Bravo Oscar.
Okay, and at control, I'd like to recognize KJ4CHS and KI4ZBO. KJ4CHS, go ahead.
Hey, Rob, everybody on the net, KJ4CHS, Tom in Richmond, Virginia. Have no traffic, nothing to report. Don't check into the net. About to turn it back to net controls, KJ4CHS.
Very good, Tom, and thanks for being with us tonight. KI4ZBO, go ahead.
This is Kilo India 4 Zulu Bravo Oscar. I'd like to say 73s to everyone, and thank you for your service for Skywarn. It is a very important matter, and I wish more people would get involved with it, but take them as they come. Current temperature here in Lake City, Florida, which is north central Florida, just north of Gainesville, about 50 miles south of the Georgia state line. It is currently 70 degrees, and it is awesome outside. We had the fun pleasure of chasing some potential tornadoes a couple days ago. It went right over top of my house, and unfortunately I lost my good camera due to the weather, but another one's on its way. And once again, thanks for everyone having Skywarn classes and encouraging other people to show up for Skywarn, because it, like I said, it is a very important thing in all parts of the country, not just down here in old Florida, where a lot of people up here in North Florida believe it's only place warranted. And I'd say that's about it, and this is my first time checking into the net here, and hopefully this thing is working good enough where you can hear me. back to net control. This is Kilo India 4 Zulu Bravo Oscar, 73.
Very good, Wes, and we heard you just fine. Thanks for that report out of the Lake City, Florida area. Further, U.S. stations wishing to check in with a 4, 5, or 6 in their call. Call signs only, please.
Bravo 5, Oscar Zulu Golf.
Hey, Joe. You got my message. Go ahead, Joe, with any comments for the net.
Oh, did I get your message? No, I did not get your message. I got a new email. Maybe that's why I didn't get the message. Sorry. Anyhow, good evening to you and good evening to everyone on the net. Just want to check in. And 5WGG, clear.
Yeah, that's what I meant, Joe, is the email. Just reminding folks about that and the time change there. Put it out pretty late, so glad to have you and New Orleans system on board. The folks from that area were instrumental in supporting the Hurricane Center during Gustav in 2008, and we're on the system here. So glad to have them on board once again. Again, U.S. stations with a 4, 5, or 6 in their call sign. Before we move down the roll, this is KD1CY, net control. Nothing heard. We'll now move on to U.S. stations with a 7, 8, 9 or 0. U.S. stations with a 7, 8, 9 or 0. Call signs only, please.
Kilowatt Bravo 7, Quebec Hotel Papa.
Whiskey Kilo 8 Hotel.
Whiskey 7, Charlie Alpha Tango.
Whiskey 9, Lima Uniform Oscar.
Okay, very good. Net control, I'd like to recognize KB7 QHP, WKAH, W7CAT, and W9LUO. KB7 QHP, Steve, go ahead with any comments.
Well, good evening, everybody, from Chandler, Arizona, just outside of Phoenix, where we had a high temperature of 95 degrees today. Not a record, but yesterday's record was 100. We set that at about 3 p.m. It was the first 100 of the season. But right now, 93 and partly sunny. That's all from here. Back to net control, KB7 QHP.
Okay, very good, Steve, and thanks very much for the check-in tonight. WKAH from net control, go ahead.
Net control, this is Whiskey Kilo 8 Hotel, Rod in Vermontville, Michigan, and as of yet, Eaton County, our county, has not had no Skywarn activations. Possibly towards the end of this week, we may have our first one. 7-3s to all, and thanks for picking me up and doing the net. Back to net control, this is WK8H.
Very good, Rob, and I hope conditions continue to be quiet, although based on your comments, might get active later in the week. W7CAT, go ahead with your comments.
Well, I'd like to say hello to everyone on the net this evening. From Jackson Hole, Wyoming, this is Mick, W7CAT. Sunny earlier today, we had a high of 48, but it's into 37 and raining, and we're supposed to have a cold front coming through and get some more snow. We've had about 14 inches in the last 10 days or so. It sounds like more on the way, so might be a while yet before summer at Jackson Hole. Also wanted to make an extra comment here was just the notice about the email notice about the net. Wasn't any information included as to note information to find where to connect. I had to go back through some of last fall's emails and find it, so just wanted to make that comment, but appreciate all you're doing. W7CAT Jackson Hole.
Okay, thanks for those comments, and yeah, I guess that was an assumption based on the list, so we'll make sure to put that in all the announcements going forward, especially for any newcomers, so thanks for that comment. I appreciate the feedback, because we want to make sure we do our best to get it right. So with that, we'll move on to Marilyn, W9LUO. For any comments, Marilyn, and good evening.
Good evening, Rob and Annette. This is W9LUO in Evanston, Illinois, where it is currently 42 degrees with a wind of about 2 miles an hour. We got up to 51 today, which is about as warm as we've been since last fall, and so we're looking forward to maybe even getting warmer tomorrow with thunderstorms. But great to hear the net again, and I'm not exactly looking forward to the hurricane season, but it's nice to have everybody on. So good evening to all, and everyone have a good weekend.
Okay, Marilyn, very good, and good to have you on. Yes, it's been pretty cold here as well. We had one brief warm-up to 70 degrees on March 18th with strong winds, and it has been cold ever since, and we even had about 3 inches of snow down in our area here, but all that melted pretty rapidly. The snow changed to rain in the nor'easter, and we did manage to get up to low to mid-50s here today as well, and I expect similar weather tomorrow. So with that, I'll make one more call for any U.S. stations with a 7, 8, 9, or 0 in their call sign. Give us your call sign only, please. Okay, nothing heard. I'll pass it over to our backup net control station, N0DRC, to read off the text box check-ins.
Thank you, Rob. This is November 0, Delta Radio Charlie for the VOIP Hurricane Net here. Our text box check-ins are as follows. Whiskey X-ray 4, Mike. KC8YSZ, that's Yankee Sierra Zulu. And then KE5RPV, Those are text box check-ins for tonight. Rob, back to you. KD1CYM0DRC.
Okay, very good. Thanks for those text box check-ins. Good to hear from Bob and Raleigh and the other folks. Also, I know KE5RPV's Dead Amateur Radio Youth Association with some members listening in, so good to have them on as well. I want to make one call for late check-in from any area, any part of the world, and then we'll start the training topic, and then I'll ask for check-ins after the training topic. So any late check-ins from any area in the world, or late check-ins from any area, call sign only.
November 9, Victor, Quebec, Bravo.
Okay, we have Kilo Alpha 1, November Mike Alpha, and November 9, Victor, Quebec, Bravo. KA1NMA, Bob, go ahead with any quick comments.
Good evening, Rob, everyone on the net. Up here in Plymouth, we have 44.4 degrees Fahrenheit. Mostly cloudy skies, 29.41 on the barometer. Seems to be rising a bit, and this wind's about 5 out of the northwest, and looking forward to more sunshine. I guess they really got hit pretty good up north. Listening to the main AM station out of Portland, and sounded like the whole state was being closed down yesterday. So that's it from here, 7-3 to all, KA1NMA back to net.
Very good, Bob, and thanks for that report, and yes, we were... While we did have some heavy wet snow in our area, Maine and portions of New Hampshire did bear the brunt of it. We'll now move on to November 9, Victor, Quebec, Bravo, for any comment.
Good evening to all on the net. Let's see, this is November 9, Victor, Quebec, Bravo. My handle is Kevin, and we're located in Charlotte, Michigan. Current temperature right now is 41 degrees, and it looks like it's falling. Humidity is 63 degrees, with the wind coming out of the west at 2 mile an hour. Barometric pressure is 29.8 and rising, and we have partly cloudy conditions. Back to net control from November 9, Victor, Quebec, Bravo.
Okay, Kevin, very good, and thanks for checking into our net this evening. Okay, we will now proceed with the training topic for tonight's net. It's a relatively short topic, just talking about the National Hurricane Conference and an overview of the presentations. For those that would like to see, follow along the PowerPoint presentation, we put it in PDF format. And if you go to voipwx.net, and look under the April 2nd, 2011 Hurricane PrepNet presentation story. You will see the PDF link right off of our website at voipwx.net. So with that, I will break, and we will get into tonight's presentation. This is KD1CY Net Control for the VOIP Hurricane PrepNet, beginning the training topic this evening on the National Hurricane Conference and an overview of the amateur radio presentations at the conference. So slide number one is the title slide. Moving on to slide number two, gives the overview of the National Hurricane Conference amateur radio presentations. The Hurricane Conference is held every year, and it's held at various different parts of Gulf Coast, Southeast U.S., and up the U.S. East Coast. This year, the National Hurricane Conference will be held in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Hyatt Regency in Atlanta, from April 18th to the 22nd. Further information is available at the link hurricanemeeting.com, so www.hurricanemeeting.com. As always, at the Hurricane Conference, there will be an amateur radio workshop, and we will continue to have a large presence there. In 2010, over 100 amateurs attended the free amateur radio workshop in Orlando, much of that through the PR efforts of Southeast Division ARRL Director Greg Surratt, W4OZK. The Hurricane Net will have, our net, the VOIP Hurricane Net, will have representation at the conference, and we've had it representation at all the conferences since 2008. We'll be having multiple talks that will be targeting different audiences at the conference. On the Monday evening, April 18th, there will be a presentation given to various members of the ARRL Southeast Division, the Georgia Tech Amateur Radio Club, the Atlanta, Georgia Radio Club, and several local ARRL groups outside of the conference on the Monday evening, and we'll go through some of those details as well. Break for more. Slide number 3 talks about the first workshop for Monday, April 18th from 1:30 to 5 p.m. This is a free workshop, so those that are familiar with the National Hurricane Conference know there is a fee to attend the conference and all of the other workshops. However, the amateur radio workshop on that Monday afternoon is free. You do not have to register for the conference to attend the workshop. It is during the day, so you do have to plan ahead from a work perspective for those that work during the day. But it is a free workshop. The target audience is the amateur radio community. The presentations that will be given will be on the overview of WX4NHC operations. That is the amateur radio station at the National Hurricane Center. It will also include a special presentation on the Haiti earthquake mission that members of the WX4NHC amateur radio team, Mars members and the league supported for several weeks for supporting the University of Miami MediShare program. There will also be an overview of Hurricane WatchNet operations. We will be giving an overview of our Hurricane Net, the VOIP Hurricane Net operations, and some of the groups that we partner with, including the former IRES group, among other partnerships. And there will be an ARRL update provided by the Southeast Division Director and a member from headquarters. Break for more. Slide number 4 talks about the evening meeting from 7 to 9 p.m. on Monday, April 18th in the evening. The ARRL Southeast Division, the Georgia Tech Amateur Radio Club, Atlanta Radio Club, and several local ARRL groups will host an interactive free NHC workshop for ARRL and interested amateur radio operators. And the workshop will be held on Georgia Tech's campus at Building 167, which is the Molecular Science and Engineering Building in room G011. And the meeting time, again, is from 7 to 9 p.m. Further details are available at the Southeast ARRL Division website at southeastern.arrl.org. I'll repeat again, www.southeastern.arrl.org. The complete link is listed in the presentation with the PDF file, which is a flyer for the conference activities. Break for more. Slide number 5 talks about the workshop session that will be done on the Tuesday morning, April 19th, 2011, from 8:30 to 10 a.m. The target audience being emergency management and also some ham radio operators, but really targeting on the emergency management folks to describe a different role for hams beyond just providing communication when all else fails, talking about providing situational awareness and disaster intelligence information. So a lot of our Skywarn weather reporting kind of falls under that situational awareness and disaster intelligence umbrella. The more information that is known initially and then confirmed as an incident goes on, and then communicated up not just to the local groups but to the state and federal groups, can sometimes depict the level of response and how quickly the response happens. So this is, and weather spotter information, the meteorological data, the damage reports and such are very critical to that mission, and it's something that emergency managers could take great value of, because a lot of the first responders and public safety folks are busy dealing with the incident. If hams can assist with the reporting and the accurate reporting of these incidents to the National Weather Service, National Hurricane Center, and other local, state, and federal agencies, this is another way that we can be utilized, and then when communications fail, we're already active and aware of what's going on. So this is something that we're trying to pitch to the emergency managers, and we also will get into in the free workshop for hams as well to kind of bridge that gap between the two groups. So amateur operators that do want to come to this talk on the Tuesday morning, they do have to register for the conference and pay the fees. We will be working on having some or all of the workshop sessions given at the conference put online. Jim, KB1KQW, our NetScaler, is also a videographer. He has done this in the past, and we'll try to get some of the materials up again for this year's conference. Break for more. Slide number 6 lists the various presenters for the various sessions, and we need to make, I'll be making a couple of edits to the presentation here. I see we missed the date on one of the slides. I'll also fix the bullet reflecting the conference and the presentation at Georgia Tech. But the presenters are John McHugh, K4AG, WX4NHC, National Hurricane Center Amateur Radio Coordinator, Julio Rapol, WD4R, Assistant WX4NHC, National Hurricane Center Amateur Radio Coordinator. These gentlemen have been leaders of the operation for a number of years, and Julio is the founder of the WX4NHC amateur radio station operations. They are entering their 31st year of service. And as I mentioned before, they provided a tremendous amount of support for the Haiti earthquake. I will also be at the conference as one of the presenters, as well as our Assistant Director of Operations, Dennis K2DCD. Greg Surratt, W4OZK, Southeast Division ARRL Director, will be providing the ARRL update. He also has coordinated the PR and the evening presentations with the various amateur radio groups in and around Atlanta. I mentioned Jim, KB1KQW, our net control scheduler, who will be helping out with all the videoing of presentations at the conference. And also Ken Bailey, K1FUG, he is the ARRL Assistant Manager of Preparedness and Response at LEAK headquarters. He was actually at the Westerly, Rhode Island Skywarn training. Lives in the Norwich, Connecticut area. He just got into this position 2 months ago. He will be representing the League headquarters at the conference and helping and supporting the presentation. Break for more. Slide number 7 gives the links to the various, to the past conferences, workshops, as well as a video that was put together for the 2009 National Hurricane Conference. We also did a talk on the NetHear post-conference, and we provided the PowerPoint and link to that conference. We also did a visit to the National Hurricane Center Amateur Station during that conference. And you can check out those links to gather more information on what we have done in the past at the conference. And when it's been in Florida, we've typically done a visit to the Hurricane Center Amateur Station to discuss coordination efforts for the upcoming hurricane season. Break for more. And this is KD1CY, Net Control for the VOIP Hurricane Net, wrapping up a presentation on National Hurricane Conference activities for the VOIP Hurricane Net and all the other groups that support WX4NHC, the amateur radio station at the National Hurricane Center. The last slide just discussed some of the preparations that we're going to have to start undertaking as a VOIP Hurricane Net group and our management team. We typically have the WX4NHC amateur radio communications test, typically the first weekend in June. We will likely get confirmation of when that will be at the Hurricane Conference. We'll pass that along to folks via the email list and the website for people who want to participate in that. It is not an exercise. It is a test done to exercise the equipment at the various, all the various equipment that they have at the Hurricane Center from an amateur radio perspective and assuring that it doesn't cause any issues with the computer equipment there and vice versa. We'll also be doing net control recruitment for the weekly Hurricane Net and net activations. We're always looking for more net controls, and we'll be trying to put on a more of a effort there for this year. The last net control training we did was in 2009. We'll see if we can work on that as well for this year. And as always, we're looking for recruitment of contact all across the coastal areas of the U.S. East and Gulf Coast, Caribbean, Mexico, and yes, Canada, as they have had several landfalling hurricanes in the last couple of years. And we're looking to have them provide their damage and meteorological data to our net for dissemination to the Hurricane Center, because even though local weather service offices will get this information from their local Skywarn nets, the information may or may not make it to the Hurricane Center based on the busyness of the offices and the forecasters. So having this data come up through our net benefits the Hurricane Center and also other national organizations that may monitor our net. So we're hoping that folks will do that. And again, not trying to compromise the local groups and their functions, trying to just get them to pass the information up the chain via amateur radio. And finally, we'll be looking at the weather stations on the Weather Underground website, the American Weather Forum, the APRS stations, and the StormCarib.com site, which has been very helpful for the Caribbean hurricanes for any meteorological and damage information. Break for more. That concludes the presentation. As I said, it was a short presentation of about 8 slides. As I said, I noted a couple of errors there as we were going through it. I'll update fix those areas and upload a fresh presentation. We'll also put a recording of tonight's net up on the website since we put this together rather hastily this evening. But we appreciate the good turnout for tonight's net, understanding the short notice. So with that, we'll make one other mention of an event that will be happening, and we will likely tie in this system with the New England Conference and IRLP 9123 system for it, and that's on Monday, May 2nd. We will have the Hurricane Awareness Tour and P3 Hurricane Hunter aircraft at the Otis Air Force Base in Falmouth, Massachusetts. We will be planning a large amateur radio operation for that event. Both a special event station, a station to contact the Hurricane Center over HF from the site, as well as contacting the station over Echo Link and IRLP. The public tours begin around 2:30 to 5:30, and we're targeting probably a time frame from roughly about 3 to 4:30 p.m. to do contact with the Hurricane Center as part of the tour. We will be active on various HF frequencies and the system here for a chunk of the day, and we'll notify folks of more details as we're starting to work through the logistics. In addition, amateurs provide communications, VIP shadows, communications for parking and other logistics for the event, so it's also a special event and public service event at the same time, allowing us to kind of show off the skills and show folks what amateur radio can do at a specific event. And we're hoping to make contact with the P3 Hurricane Hunter aircraft personnel. We had contact with them a few years back in 2007 when the tour was here, when they were up and flying during missions. That connection has been lost over the last couple of years. We're hoping to reconnect with them and reconnect the Hurricane Center hams with them as well. So we'll break for more and look for questions. This is KD1CY, Net Control for the VOIP Hurricane Prep Net, concluding tonight's presentation on National Hurricane Conference activities and preparations for the upcoming Atlantic hurricane season. I'll take a pause now for any questions from any folks on the net.
Okay, one of the questions.
Yes, Bob, go ahead.
Okay, Rob, I didn't catch the date on the Otis thing there. I'd be interested in that.
Okay, Bob, that's Monday, May 2nd. Public tours open from 2:30 to roughly 5:30, 6 o'clock. We'll be posting an email out over the Skywarn list and putting it out over the web and such. We are looking for ham volunteers as well for that, Bob, if you're interested. I'll turn it back to you in case you have any other questions.
No, that's fine. You covered it. Thank you. I just missed the date there. Okay, well, then I'll be back to that.
Okay, very good. Any other questions from folks from tonight's presentation, please go ahead with your call sign only. Okay, nothing heard. So we'll make one last call for any late check-ins to the net, and I'll also check with Dustin for any late text box check-ins. But first, any late voice check-ins before we close tonight's VOIP Hurricane Prep Net, call sign only, please.
Kilo 3, November, Foxtrot, Uniform.
Kilo Bravo 3, Hotel Foxtrot, Romeo.
Okay, we got Q3, November, Foxtrot, Uniform, and Kilo Bravo 3, Hotel Fox, Romeo. K3NFU for any comments.
Thank you, sir, and all the ladies and gentlemen on the net. I have no traffic. I have no comments. Good evening.
Okay, very good. Thanks for checking in tonight on Joe and 50ZG system there in New Orleans. And KB3HFR for any comments. Kilo Bravo 3, Hotel Fox Romeo from Net Control. Are you still there?
Oh, yeah, sorry, sir. I stepped away from the radio for a minute. Just want to check in and just say hi.
Okay, very good, and we've got you on the list. N0DRC, any late check-ins in the text box? Turn it over to you, Dustin, as backup net control.
KD1QIM0DRC, only check-in I've got is Kilo9 Alpha Uniform Charlie, Jim in VA. That's the only check-in I got for you over here. November 0, Delta Radio Charlie, back to net control.
Okay, Dustin, very good. One last call for any late voice check-ins before we secure tonight's OIP Hurricane Prepnet. Call sign only, please.
KJ4QYZ.
KJ4QYZ, late check-in. Go ahead with any comments.
All right, thank you. Dave in Virginia just wanted to check in with the net and support the work, and gave me a new new appreciation of the UHF frequencies here. First time I'd caught this net, and actually came in kind of late, but enjoyed it, and good work, good job. Good evening to everybody. KJ4QYZ73.
Very good, Dave, and thanks for checking in. Yes, you're coming over IRLP on your system there, the Internet Radio Linking Project, and good to have you guys on. Hopefully, Hurricane will not affect your area, and we'll just be talking to you in nets like this one, but if a system does affect your area, then we hope to hear you on there giving any reports for the normal Skywarn criteria. One last call for any late check-ins before we secure the net. KD1CY, net control.
Kilo Foxtrot 5 Echo Uniform Tango, mobile. Skywarn Spotter, Fort Meade, Maryland.
Okay, the mobile station on the WA3TOI system, if you could just give me your call and name again and any quick comments.
The call is Kilo Foxtrot 5, Europe United Tango. Name's Mark, and I just thought I'd drop in and say hi. I've been listening to your net off and on throughout the evening, and a wonderful net, amazing use of technology. 73KF5UT.
Okay, Mark, very good, and good to catch you in the mobile there this evening. Was there any stations on node 4995 IRLP that were also trying to check in? It looked like there may have been a double there. This is net control. Okay, nothing heard. Any final late check-ins before we secure tonight's net? This is net control. Nothing heard. So I'd like to thank all stations who checked into the net this evening with their comments and questions and their attentiveness to tonight's presentation. And I'd like to remind everyone that this net meets monthly on the first Sunday of each month between December through May at 0100 hours UTC, and meets weekly during the Atlantic season hurricane months of June through November to coordinate national Skywarn and hurricane preparation traffic via the IRLP and Echolink. In the event of needed emergency weather response, Internet-linked repeaters and stations can be a tool to assist local and national agencies with current spotter reports as coordinated here on Reflector 9219 and the WeatherTalk Conference. In the event that the WeatherTalk Echolink Conference or IRLP 9219 Reflector becomes disabled, the backup setup that will be utilized is IRLP Reflector 9508, which is cross-linked with the STAR DKEMC OMM STAR or STAR-BKM-COM STAR Echolink Conference Server, node number 270177. I'd like to thank everyone who has participated in the net, as well as each of the owners of the local IRLP and Echolink repeater networks for the use of the system. Special thanks to Kevin, KD5WX, for the use of the WeatherTalk Conference, and to Danny, KD4RAA, Tony, VK3JED, and the Raleigh Reflector IRLP Group for the merge of the two systems for this combined net. Break for more. For more information on the VOIP net, please check out the website at http://www.voipwx.net. The website features net activation status, an email list, and other information concerning the VOIP net. If you would like to participate as a net control operator, we welcome your involvement. Our net control schedule manager for the weekly net and activations is Jim, KB1KQW. He can be contacted via the website. Remember, Skywarn needs you, the spotter, in order for this system to work. Thank you for your willingness to serve. This is Rob, KD1CY, and I will now conclude the VOIP Sky One Earth Information and Hurricane Preparation Net from New Bedford, Massachusetts. I would like to wish everyone good weather. We now turn the 9219 Raleigh Reflector and Weather Talk Conference back to normal operation. This is KD1CY saying 73 and signing clear. 73s from KD1CY in New Bedford.